Lots of clouds in the sky. We did get paid off with a really nice sunrise, but we're going to get paid back later with possibly a chance of some showers coming up later today. I'll give you more info on that as we go along here, but right now it's time to find out what's happening in our news today. Kim Birchfield has that. Good morning, Kim.
Thank you, Frank. Three men are in the Deschutes County Jail following a chase in Lapine where shots were fired. Arrested were Tim Soll and Jared Pickett of Lapine and Keith Schmidtke of Sisters. People reported to deputies Saturday night that the men were standing in the middle of Burgess Road having a verbal argument. Then they took off in a car, chasing another car and firing shots. Deputies found the car the men were driving and pulled it over, but two of the men took off. They arrested the driver and later found the two passengers in a vacant home. Someone watching the home for the owner found the men and held them at gunpoint until officers arrived. The three faced numerous charges, including first-degree attempted assault and first-degree attempted robbery. And Deschutes District Attorney Patrick Flaherty is rehiring one of the attorneys he fired when he took office earlier this year. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has more.
Mary Anderson will be returning to the DA's office in August, where she previously served for many years. In a press release, Anderson says she is looking forward to working with Flaherty after discussing with him his vision for the office. And Lila McBride will also be joining the DA's office. She has a background in juvenile law with experience in handling both delinquency and dependency cases. She has been practicing criminal and civil law in Deschutes County since 2004. Kelly Blyer, 1110, KBND. Radio News.
A fatal accident kills a Terrebonne man working a construction project in Washington State. 51-year-old Brian Lacey died when a dump truck backed over him on Highway 395 in Kennewick. The accident happened Saturday night. No charges have been filed, but it does appear inattention was the cause of that accident. In the last 2 years, Oregon's Healthy Kids program has provided no-cost or low-cost health insurance to almost 100,000 or more children. The program is available to kids and teens 19 and younger. Kathy Kaufman runs the Healthy Kids program.
Healthy Kids is Oregon's expanded coverage for children, and we have options for families at every income level. Our lowest income families can get coverage for their children at no cost, while moderate and middle income families can buy into the program by paying a small portion of the premium every month.
The no-cost option is available to families that earn up to but not more than $44,900 per year. The percentage of children without health insurance in Oregon has dropped from 11 to 5% in the last 2 years thanks to this program. A community center in Lapine and a homeless shelter in Bend were big winners of the Meyer Memorial Trust grants. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has more on that.
We are very excited and honored to have been selected.
Bethlehem Inn spokesperson Gwen Weisling says the Bend Homeless Shelter serves about 70 people a night, and they are thrilled to get this $125,000 grant. She says half of their money comes from individual donors, and they don't get any direct government funding, so they'll use this grant to hire a person that will help stabilize their income stream. And in Lapine, after several failed attempts, this time they are the big winners of a $150,000 grant to pay for a renovation of the community center. Spokesman Justin Cutler says the current center is not very usable.
Well, the current facility was never finished. There was inadequate heat, inadequate bathrooms. They weren't up to ADA standards.
The total renovation of the 12,000-square-foot facility is expected to cost about $1.2 million. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
About 10 to 20,000 people are expected to turn out to the annual COBA Tour of Homes starting this weekend. Central Oregon Builders Association spokesman Tim Nope says the free tour features 39 amazing homes that showcase the best that builders, subcontractors, and suppliers have to offer. He says the event also feeds a lot back to our local economy.
The local impact of the Tour of Homes is in the millions of dollars each year with homes that are sold and built for the tour. And, you know, every time one of those houses is sold, it means that there were jobs created, and there will be jobs created for the next home as well. And
Knope also says this year they have several green-built homes, including one that is net zero, and that means it generates enough power fed back into the grid that the home doesn't have any power costs. The free tour is on July 15th through the 17th, and July 22nd through the 24th. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND.